You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Ken Taggart, founder of Chatty Kids, that helps distant families to teach their children better during a video chat over the internet using an iPad app. Pretty slick there. Ken, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. So first of all, tell us, what is Chatty Kids?
Okay, Chatty Kids is my solution to try and help my own children to learn better. My problem that I've got is that I've got two young boys, 5 and 6 year old. I live in Australia, and my parents live in the UK. And so as a working parent, both me and my wife work. We've just got the normal struggles of every other parent, and we're trying to squeeze in all the homework and help our kids learn better. And I wanted to involve the grandparents. And so I needed to use the internet. I needed to use iPads because the kids enjoyed it. And I wanted something a bit more interesting for the kids than the educational apps that were out there today. So I built Chatty Kids for collaborative education.
How about that? Now, where did the idea from Chatty Kids come from?
Okay, it came from all the tools that I use to work with the teams that I work with building software. We had all these collaboration tools that we could use to work over the internet, like collaborative whiteboards, etc. And they were really good, and they really worked and kept your attention. And nothing was available in the family space that used those tools. So I've just put them together. I've just put collaboration tools together with educational tools and communication platforms that are available on the internet today. And tried it to see if it would actually keep my kids' attention, and it works. So now that we've seen it works, we've proved it, we've spent the money and made that first version of the product, we want to grow. Lots of people like it, and so we're looking for more money, and that's why we're going to run a Kickstarter campaign.
And speaking of the business perspective, how do you make money, or what is your business model?
Okay, the business model is that we design and develop and publish educational content and tools. Families who want to use that educational content can simply buy it. And in the app, we'll make it so that it's easy for them to just buy the content, be it a book, be it a section that lets them explore the solar system and teach kids how planets orbit the sun. They'll just be able to buy it. It'll be instantly available and available, easy for them to use during a conversation.
Today we are joined by Ken Taggart via Sydney, Australia, founder of Chatty Kids, that helps distant families to teach their children better during a video chat over the internet using an iPad app, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ken, what do you want to ultimately achieve with Chatty Kids?
Okay, ultimately, I just want to make it easier for parents. You know, it's a tough job being a parent, and I just want to help them to do a good job. And so I want to make a platform that parents can use on their mobile or on the computer or on the tablet to then engage their families. We don't all live on the same street anymore, so we need to then use the internet and modern technology to work together as a family to then teach the kids well, how to, not only just how to do maths and to do English, but also to behave as a digital citizen in the future. It's going to be very important in their lives. And we need more than one person or a solo app to do it. So Chatty Kids is that platform.
And tell me, what future feature of Chatty Kids are you most excited about?
Okay, I'm most excited about the space concepts that we've got. I'm a bit of a space geek. Dinosaurs too, I quite like chatting with the kids, but I can just imagine exploring the solar system with my son on an iPad, and he's on another iPad, and we've got an interactive 3D world where he can grab a comet and he can smash it into Jupiter, and he can drill down into explore the atmosphere of Jupiter. I just think it'd be fantastic.
Very impressive what you've created here, a solution for not only you personally, but now certainly a great business model that you put in place. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Chatty Kids online?
Okay, they can visit our website at www.chattykids.com.
Easy enough. And how about in conclusion, as an entrepreneur, what is the one thing you do over and over again that you would recommend everyone else do?
I would recommend that everyone talks about their business. It takes time and practice to actually make any sense and to be able to explain your ideas easily to the normal person. And it's only achieved through practicing. And so many entrepreneurs today keep their idea to their chest and don't really say very much until they've got something they think is going to make money, only to be disappointed. Get out there earlier, get some feedback on your idea, and you'll end up with a better product.
I like that. We've been speaking with Ken Taggart, founder of Chatty Kids, that helps distant families to teach their children better during a video chat over the internet using an iPad app. And the website of reference once again is chattykids.com. You can also follow them on Twitter, also at Chatty Kids. And their Kickstarter location is kickstarter.chattykids.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Ken, here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.